Strike near Ansar threatens to shatter ceasefire within reach. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam's statement following the strike was precise in its language. The dead were not military targets. Two women and three children were among the seven killed in what he described as a residential structure near Ansar. The Israeli military's reported position characterized the target as affiliated with Hezbollah-linked activity in the area, a framing it has used throughout 2 years of intermittent strikes in southern Lebanon. The timing, analysts noted, transformed the strike's diplomatic significance. Ceasefire negotiators from multiple parties were reportedly within days of a framework agreement, and the attack landed at a moment when Lebanon's political conditions had arguably improved more than at any point in years. Salam's government, described as more functional than Lebanon has had in recent memory, carries international credibility that gives his condemnation unusual weight. Qatar and Egypt, the primary intermediaries for broader regional negotiations, including Gaza, face a newly difficult position. When a sitting prime minister makes a public statement this direct, Arab mediators risk being forced to choose between diplomatic utility and political accountability to their own populations, a choice that could narrow the space for continued mediation. The Israeli domestic dimension added another layer of complexity. The Netanyahu government has faced sustained pressure from far-right coalition partners who oppose any ceasefire framework that does not include full demilitarization of southern Lebanon. Military operations that generate international condemnation can simultaneously serve a domestic political function, demonstrating to hardliners that the government is not capitulating. An incentive structure that operates independently of the humanitarian consequences on the ground. The strike also carried economic ripple effects well beyond the region. The Lebanon situation, the broader Iran conflict, and oil market anxiety are feeding the same regional risk premium, a single interconnected pressure system whose downstream effects reach global energy markets, the U.S. political calendar, and European security alignment.